The Enchanted Key. I suspect we are just a few months away again from the whole world becoming almost new. Very few people are able to predict it, basically nobody knows. Even the old wizards themselves are adventuring elsewhere. As with most things these days, this is arising now due to artificial intelligence. The specifics are live conversation with a smart AI where you can speak naturally and the AI answers with feeling, so that it gives you more cues than just generated speech. And the key itself is the final function key on your keyboard, F12. You hit F12 and ask your AI,
"What the doodle am I looking at? What language is this? What is this thing? What is that thing? What does this button do? What the heck is CSS? And why does it look so weird?"
You apply properties to selected HTML element.
"What the heck is HTML?
It's a way to cleanly nest objects. Somewhere about here, all your programming adventures will begin. The marvels, the genius, the puzzles, the joy. It will all be epic and legendary. You will not be able to stop yourself from creating the whole world. AI is so good at programming that you will never be stuck. And you don't actually have to sit down and focus on learning, you just have to pay attention to what the AI is generating. It truly is a new world, and now programming is a must for everyone. It's a microscope into every science, into every curiosity. It's good for you. It's like a vitamin." And as all these things go, during your first conversation, you should ask,
"Where in the world is my code editor?"
And when the AI tells you to install something, just say no. Say that we are going to make a code editor in a DevTools panel and publish it as a web extension for everyone. Maybe use Code Mirror, perhaps wrapped in a web component for ultimate convenience. Remind your AI that,
"I want my code editor, my way."
This way, you won't need to memorize any new keyboard shortcuts. You'll just tell your editor what they are. And I'm being serious. Developing your first code editor will help you learn programming, maybe even how to design your first programming language. AI makes all of this accessible, wonderfully so. It is a brand new world we live in. Your code editor is you. It's your original vision of code. Following this vision will extend your mind. Maybe it's lots of little editor panes that are minimized to cool stickers, icons generated with AI, and AI is really good at making stickers. Here you can create a wall of such enchanting complexity that internet people will pay to watch you code. Maybe your code editor will be 3D. It is, after all, little more than clever X, Y, and then Z scaling. Maybe it will be pixel art. Maybe you'll create a code editor from scratch with pixel fonts. It's very easy to make your own with AI helping you along the way, because it will be similar to Unix-based terminal editors. So it's just 25 rows of text, 80 letters wide, and you tell your reading system to render text starting at line X. So all the lines always update, even though you're scrolling the file. You're not actually scrolling anything, you're just filling in the rows with new lines. Don't worry about wrapping. Worry about pixel cats and squirrels. Or you can render a vast cyberspace of code, efficient and fast, one that demands a powerful RTX video card and is in fact powered by awesome AI. Maybe you'll switch to games, maybe music generation, maybe AI agent development, maybe create an operating system called F11. Hopefully pixel art, where people will come to your website, hit F11 to enter full screen, and then enter your operating system, your cyberspace, whole. And then they can marvel about all the wonders they discover. How every little animated pixel art creature tidying up your cyberspace is actually powered by incredibly powerful artificial intelligence. And they're doing meaningful work, emergent work, that they weren't originally designed for. This is somewhat hard to believe, maybe hard to imagine. But visualize yourself sitting in front of a complicated computer screen and being on the telephone with artificial intelligence that can explain everything. It's not just going to describe a specific tab and what it's for. AI is a thinking creature. It will explain to you how it is used and then take you on an adventure where you create programs together. And it will show you how that pane or tool that you have on your screen fits into the whole process. It won't take very long to make the program. The AI will be just guiding you through the user interface, teaching you how to use it. AI continues improving over and over. I think what I'm seeing on my screen right now is literally just days old. It's a more cognitive machine. It takes more steps to think things through. It's an incredible intelligence where we used to get an answer for a single question. Now the AI asks itself about extra steps and follows them through with internet research and such. It's a brand new world. Really. Programming is no longer optional, it's just that accessible. And once you know programming, the whole world is your oyster.